Hello, everybody. Larry Baumgart here at the State FFA Convention along with Jim Bartles. And, boy, we're kind of wrapping up last session here. And a lot of awards being given out. I see a lot of hardware walking around. I've just happened to pick up a person here that's got some hardware. So who is this young lady?
I'm Allison Van Nerden.
And your parents are?
Pauline and Paul Van Nerden.
And what chapter are you representing?
New London Spicer.
Okay, so let's hear about that award you won.
I won my proficiency for the egg mech design and fabrication.
Wow, what is that all about?
So I make sheep and goat halters out of a biothane material.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I've sold to people all over Minnesota as well as other states around the country.
So I'm in the sheep business. Mm-hmm. If I want some halters, you can help me out, huh?
For sure, I definitely can.
Okay, so what do you got, a package deal or how do you do it?
Each halter is either $25 or $40. We have a stainless steel option. That's the more expensive halter option. And we also have a zinc option.
They're not just a simple little rope halter.
Nope. They're
These
fancy.
These are pretty nice. Huh?
Yes.
Okay. So kids get them to show them in 4-H and FFA and stuff?
Yep. They use them at their shows in either 4-H or FFA.
How'd you get into this?
So I've shown sheep for as long as I can remember. And a common problem with sheep is fungus, and one summer I noticed that we had fungus on our lambs all in the same area around the back of the head, and we kind of deducted that we thought it was from the halters that we were using previously, which were made out of a nylon material that's very hard to clean.
Yep.
And so I did some research and I found out about this other material called biothane that's easy to clean, and there's a bunch of different color options so everyone can customize their halters. So I talked to my parents about that and we got started. They gave me some startup money to start my own business.
How about that? Mail order, mostly?
Yeah, mostly mail, yep. I also hand out to quite a few shows. I show quite a bit throughout the summer, so if I'm going to shows, a lot of times I post on social media and let people know, and they will give me, or if they want to order, then I can drop them off at shows for them.
Well, I'm a sheep shower myself. What breed do you show?
I just show crossbred weathers, mostly.
Okay, very good. You're in the carcass side of the event, right?
Yes.
Yeah, not the breed site.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's talk FFA here. What do you, that was the award you received. Gee, that sounds really good. Interesting. And now this, you can go on to the national level, I suppose, with this.
Yes. Yep. Hopefully we'll compete later, or I'll get judged later this summer. And then if I'm a finalist, I'll get interviewed in September for national convention.
Beautiful. I love it. So other things going on with New London Spicer down here at state convention.
We had over 10 teams compete throughout the throughout yesterday, and we also had numerous state degree recipients.
So how many? Do you know how many? Just read the names.
Heidi Taunton, Shelby Miller, Abby Bale, Kayana Gerke, Dalton Hansen, Delaney Barber, and Reva Holmquist.
These are state degree winners.
Yes.
All right. Hey, kid. So, okay, and then any chapter awards of any type?
No.
Okay. Well, very good, though. Your proficiency and the state degree winners. Awesome. What's New London Spicer doing back home?
Oh, yeah, we're very busy right now. We're actually just gearing up for our chapter banquet. That'll happen later this year in May. Some other chapter activities that we have gotten to participate in this year, we had a Veterans Day breakfast on Veterans Day that all of veterans from all over the area come and we feed them breakfast.
I'm a veteran.
Yeah, you can come on over next year, that's for sure.
Right.
We also have a first grade petting zoo, so all the first graders come up and they go through our petting zoo, but they also do a classroom portion where they learn about the dairy cattle, and we make them ice cream, and they get ice cream. So it's a very fun event, not only for the first graders, but also for us. And then the other major event that we hold is a staff and FFA alumni pancake breakfast during FFA week to give back to those who have been in FFA and those who support FFA.
No doubt. Holy cow. Give me the name again.
Allison Van Nerden.
Okay. The London Spicer. You live in town or country? I didn't ask.
We live in a suburb, kind of. Yeah, in the country, I would say.
There's some nice places all around the London Spicer.
Yeah, yeah.
You betcha. Well, good for you. So what do you do in school besides FFA?
So I'm very involved in 4-H at both the county and state level. I'm also in the National Honor Society at our school. I'm a part of the math league team, and I participate in softball.
Very good. Now, tell me about that 4-H. What do you do on the state level with the 4-H?
I'm on the 4-H State Animal Science Youth Leadership Team. So that is a team of 4-H'ers all around Minnesota who get together from numerous breeds and species to plan different events to help promote and get animal science students together at the both before and at the state fair.
Very, very good. Wow. Appreciate you doing that. Say, where are you going next year? Got a senior here.
I plan on attending South Dakota State University to major in ag business next year.
Jackrabbit.
Yes, yes.
A lot of kids going there. We've been interviewing here today. So, yeah, good school.
Yeah, I hope so. It should be a good time.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. Hey, so thanks for coming by, and good luck to New London Spicer.
Thank you so much. No problem.
All right. Thank you. Larry Baumgart here with the New London Spicer FFA. Thanks for listening.